Welcome to a deep dive into eTextiles. You sit in research about optimizing embroidered conductive traces. Now I'm already thinking about light-up sweaters and jackets that can warm themselves up.
That's right where this is headed, but you might be wondering how we go from just needle and thread to electronics.
Right, because we aren't stitching copper wires here, so how do they get electricity to flow through fabric?
It's all about conductive thread. Think of it like a really thin wire that's woven into a thread, and the real breakthrough is that they use embroidery machines to stitch these circuits directly onto the fabrics with incredible precision.
So instead of those stiff circuit boards, we're talking about circuits that are flexible and breathable and move with the fabric.
Exactly. Just imagine a heart rate monitor that is just seamlessly integrated into your workout gear, or even sensors that are woven into car seats just to make sure you're sitting correctly.
Okay, my mind is officially blown. But the article also mentioned using embroidery for LEDs and even RFID chips.
Yeah.
How do those tiny components fit into all of this?
Yeah, those are integrated using some pretty clever techniques. Like, picture it like a high-tech sewing bee. They use a semi-automated applique for larger components like circuit boards, and for the smaller pieces like LEDs and RFID chips, they do specialized sequin placement.
Wait, hold on, RFID chips. I'm picturing a dress that has a price tag you just can't remove.
Yeah.
But seriously, what are those used for in clothing?
Well, not just clothing. RFID chips are used for things like tracking inventory or even contactless payments. Now, imagine those tiny chips woven right into the fabric of your jacket or your bag. That's convenient.
So it's like they're building a whole electrical system component by component all within this fabric. But I'm guessing it's not as simple as just sewing a line of conductive thread and saying that it's a circuit, right?
Yeah, you're right. There are some really fascinating challenges when it comes to making sure that these embroidered circuits work reliably. For example, one of the biggest hurdles is that conductive thread just isn't as conductive as traditional copper wire.
So you're saying the signal might get weaker over those embroidered pathways? That seems like a pretty major roadblock.
It is, and that is where the real innovation comes in to get around this. Researchers are using multiple layers of thread, almost like they are braiding those tiny wires together for better conductivity.
Clever. And it seems like the stitching process could be tough on these threads. Those needles could cause some damage.
Absolutely. But researchers are coming up with some pretty ingenious solutions to protect those threads. Think of it like choreographing the perfect dance for the needle. They adjust stitching patterns, use special bobbin threads, and even round out sharp corners in the design just to prevent snags and breaks.
So it's not just about the thread itself, but how you use it. It's almost like they're merging art and science at the microscopic level.
And that's what makes this field so exciting. It's not just about replacing traditional electronics with these embroidered versions. It's about thinking differently and coming up with solutions that are perfectly tailored to the unique properties of fabric.
This has really opened my eyes to the possibilities of this technology. I'm curious, what's the most surprising thing you've learned about eTextiles so far?
For me, it's the level of intricacy and detail they're achieving. We're talking about creating fully functional circuits with tiny components and carefully insulated pathways, all invisible to the naked eye.
It's like they're creating these invisible worlds within the fabric itself.
Exactly. And now that we have a grasp of how these embroidered circuits actually work, let's shift gears and dive into what they can do. Get ready for some really mind-blowing applications.
I'm all ears. Let's explore how these tiny threads are poised to revolutionize whole industries.
Okay, let's start with something that you're probably wearing right now, clothes. The fashion industry is going crazy for e-textiles.
Really?
Yeah, imagine a dress that changes color based on your mood, or a jacket that lights up for safety when you're cycling at night.
That sounds like something straight out of a sci-fi movie, but I can definitely see the appeal. It's like technology merging with self-expression.
Exactly. Designers are using e-textiles to create interactive garments and stage costumes that react to music and even clothing that can gather data about the way your body moves.
Data about my movements.
Yeah.
That sounds a little Big Brother-ish, doesn't it?
Well, think of it more like having a personal trainer that's built right into your workout gear. Imagine a shirt that can track your form and monitor your heart rate and even give you feedback on your technique.
Now, that's something I could get on board with.
Yeah.
It would be like having a coach whispering tips in your ear, but nobody else knows.
And it's not just for athletes. Imagine clothing that can help physical therapists track a patient's progress or even alert caregivers if someone is having difficulty moving.
Those are some really practical applications. It seems like e-textiles could bridge the gap between fashion and function in a way that we haven't really seen before.
Absolutely. And it's not just about the clothes themselves. E-textiles are finding their way into other areas of our lives too.
Like what?
Well, picture this. You're driving home from work, and your car seat senses that you're tense.
Okay.
It gently adjusts itself to provide better lumbar support and even starts playing calming music.
That's a car I could get used to no more arriving home with a sore back after my long commute.
Exactly. Car manufacturers are using e-textiles to create smart seats that can monitor your posture, adjust temperature, and even provide massage.
Talk about a luxurious ride. But I'm guessing these advancements aren't limited to just making us more comfortable. What about safety features?
That's a great point. E-textiles can be used to create sensors that can detect if a driver is falling asleep at the wheel, or alert them if they're drifting out of their lane, or even activate airbags more effectively if there's an accident.
So e-textiles could be a game changer when it comes to automotive safety. What other industries are jumping on this bandwagon?
One area where e-textiles are showing huge promise is in healthcare. Imagine bandages that can monitor wound healing or even clothing that can track vital signs for patients with chronic conditions.
So instead of going to the doctor's office for every little thing,
yeah. We
could have this constant stream of data being collected right from our clothes.
Exactly. It could totally revolutionize the way that we manage our health, allowing for earlier detection of problems and more personalized treatment plans.
I can see how that would be incredibly valuable for both patients and doctors. But all this talk about data collection makes me wonder about privacy.
That's a really valid concern, and it's something that researchers and developers are very aware of. As e-textiles become more sophisticated, we need to make sure that that data is collected and used responsibly with clear guidelines for privacy and security.
It's a reminder that with any new technology, there are always benefits and risks to think about. But I have to say, the potential of e-textiles to improve our lives is really remarkable.
It really is. And we've only just scratched the surface of what's possible as the technology keeps evolving. Who knows what incredible applications we'll see in the future.
It's both exciting and a little daunting to think about. Before we get carried away with visions of the future, let's loop back to those challenges we talked about earlier, that high resistivity of conductive thread. It seems like a pretty fundamental limitation.
You're right. It's a bit like trying to build a superhighway, but using narrow winding roads, the flow of electricity just isn't as efficient as it could be with traditional materials.
So how do we overcome that? Is it just a matter of waiting for better conductive thread to be developed?
That's one approach. Researchers are constantly working on new materials and fabrication techniques to improve that conductivity. Imagine if we could create threads that were as conductive as copper, but still flexible and washable.
That would be a game changer. But in the meantime, it sounds like we need to get creative with how we use the materials we have.
Exactly. And that's where the real ingenuity comes in. Researchers are finding really clever ways to work around that limitation by optimizing the stitching patterns, layering threads, and even incorporating other conductive materials into the fabric.
It's like solving a puzzle, figuring out how to get the most out of these materials while still achieving that desired functionality.
And it's a puzzle that is constantly evolving as new challenges arise and new solutions are discovered.
This deep dive has definitely given me a new appreciation for the complexity and potential of e-textiles. It's not just about sewing LEDs onto a jacket. It's a whole new way of thinking about how we interact with technology.
Absolutely. And as you continue exploring this field, remember that it's not just about the technology, it's about the people who are pushing the boundaries, asking those tough questions, and imagining a future where technology is seamlessly integrated into our lives.
It's a future I'm excited to see.
Mm-hmm.
As we've been talking about all these amazing applications, I keep coming back to this idea of seamlessly integrating technology into our lives. It's not about replacing our phones or computers, it's about enhancing our experiences in a way that feels really natural.
That's the real beauty of e-textiles. They have the potential to become an extension of ourselves, almost like a second skin. Imagine a world where your clothes can respond to your environment and communicate with your other devices and even anticipate your needs.
It's like blurring the lines between the physical and the digital worlds in a way that feels both futuristic and strangely familiar. But what are the key challenges that need to be overcome to make this vision a reality?
One of the biggest hurdles is scalability right now. E-textiles are mostly being developed in research labs and small-scale production facilities. So to really revolutionize industries, we need to find ways to mass produce these intricate circuits and at an affordable cost.
So it's not just about the technology itself, it's also about figuring out how to manufacture it efficiently.
Exactly. Imagine trying to hand-stitch a complex circuit onto every single garment. That would be so time-consuming and so expensive. We need to develop automated manufacturing processes that can create these intricate designs really quickly and precisely.
I could see how that would be a huge undertaking.
Yeah.
But what about the materials themselves? We've talked about the limitations of conductive thread. Are there any other material challenges on the horizon?
Absolutely. One area that researchers are focusing on is developing materials that are more durable and washable. Imagine a sensor that stops working after you put it through the washing machine a few times. That's not exactly practical for everyday wear.
I guess that brings us back to those clever stitching techniques that we were talking about earlier. It seems like the way that these circuits are constructed is just as important as the materials that they're made of.
You're exactly right. The integration of electronics and textiles requires a delicate balance of material science, textile engineering, and even a bit of artistry. It's about finding solutions that are both functional and beautiful, durable and comfortable.
It sounds like it takes a really special kind of innovator to work in this field, someone who can think outside the box and bridge the gap between those seemingly different worlds.
Absolutely. And that's why I'm so excited about the future of e-textiles. It's a field that attracts people who are creative thinkers and problem solvers, and those who dare to imagine a future where technology enhances our lives in ways we never even thought possible.
This deep dive has been an incredible journey. From the intricate science behind those conductive threads to the amazing possibilities of biocompatible sensors and energy harvesting clothing. I have to say, I'm feeling so inspired.
Me too. And I hope our listeners are feeling inspired as well as you continue to learn about e-textiles. Just remember that this is a field that is constantly evolving. There are new discoveries being made every day, and the potential for innovation is limitless.
So stay curious, keep asking questions, and who knows, maybe you'll be the one to create the next groundbreaking e-textile application. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time.